The Mars rover called Opportunity has provided the best evidence yet that water once flowed on Mars. In the months since it landed, Opportunity has used its cameras and robotic arm to investigate an outcrop of bedrock at its landing site. NASA's Mars missions have been focused on finding signs of water because water is necessary for life, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
There are several lines of evidence pointing toward water. First, there are tiny spheres embedded in the outcrop of bedrock the rover Opportunity plunked down next to. Scientists believe these are what are called concretions, tiny structures built of material dissolved by water. Then there are the small pockets in the rock outcrop. To the geologists, these pockets appear to be molds that once held mineral crystals inside, crystals that were dissolved away by water. And then there's the presence of sulfur in the outcrop. Cornell University geologist Steve Squires is the principal investigator for the rover missions.
We found an enormous quantity of sulfur in this rock, too much to explain by any other mechanism, we believe, than this rock being full of sulfate salts. That's a telltale sign, we believe, of liquid water.
Squires says they also found evidence for the sulfur-bearing mineral jarosite.
So, combination of probable concretions, these things that we think are crystal molds, the sulfur, the sulfates, and particularly the jarosite, you put that story together and it's hard to avoid the conclusion that this stuff was deposited in liquid water.
There are still a lot of questions to answer. Squire says they don't yet know whether the water formed a pool on the surface or merely percolated through underground rocks. They don't know how much water was there, how long ago it was there, or where it went. And in a way, finding evidence for water isn't all that surprising. Bruce Jacoski is a geologist at the University of Colorado who studies Mars.
I don't think anybody expected sulfates or salts in this high in abundance, and nobody expected this convincing, this dramatic a demonstration of the presence of water. But at the same time, the evidence has been pointing toward liquid water as a key agent in modifying the Martian surface for a long time now. We see features that look like they were carved by water. We've detected a few minerals that appear to have been formed in the presence of water.
At the same time, Jacoski says actually finding proof from instruments on the planet's surface is important. It provides impetus for what Jacoski believes is the real reason people are interested in Mars, to see if it once harbored life.
An environment that has liquid water for long periods of time is one in which microorganisms can exist, at least the types of microorganisms we know of on Earth. The fact that these environments exist on Mars says it's not a stupid idea to look for life there.
In fact, the Opportunity landing site at a place called Meridiani Planum may be a good place to look for life. Steve Squire says the new data favor it.
We believe at this place on Mars, for some period in time, it was a habitable environment. This was a groundwater environment. This is the kind of place that would have been suitable for life. Now, that doesn't mean life was there. We don't know that. But this was a habitable place on Mars at one point in time.
The Mars rover missions are not designed to look for life. Those missions are on the drawing board for launch later in the decade. Finding signs of water doesn't end the rover missions. Opportunity and its twin rover Spirit will continue to make measurements on Mars, hoping to learn more about the water that now appears to have been there. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Photographs from the Mars rover Opportunity are at npr.org.